For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Alex Powell was a Lansing Catholic High School graduate who was about to fulfill his dream of attending Michigan State University when he was diagnosed with cancer. That diagnosis didn't stop him from going to MSU, though it was for only a short time before he passed away. Powell is the namesake of Alex's great race. Now in its fourth year, ROTC cadets from MSU and the University of Michigan will run from East Lansing to Ann Arbor with the game balls that will be used in the rivalry football game this weekend. Money raised will help provide services to students with disabilities at both schools. I talked with Alex's mother, Juliana, about how her Spartan-loving son turned to the University of Michigan for his cancer treatments.
You know what? I can say that he got the best care there for what he was dealing with. That was where he was recommended to go. And at the time, when you're seeking an awful diagnosis, you really want to get together with your doctors and look for the best care. And we were so blessed that, you know what, that best care happened to be 64 miles away in Ann Arbor. And we received the best care at the University of Michigan.
Explain the involvement of the ROTC from both universities. Does your family have a military connection? How did this come about?
Through lots of prayer. And I don't have a background in any of this. And truly, when I stopped by to talk to Michael Hudson, who happens to be the director at the Resource Center for Persons with Disability, he had mentioned it happened to be the same week that someone flew a plane over Spartan Stadium that said...
The skywriting story. Didn't it just say go blue,
I think? It said go blue.
Yes.
But he said, I happen to have a friend of mine who's just a great idea person. Would you mind me bringing him in and we can kind of pitch your idea to him and see what he has in mind? So that wonderful person happened to be Scott Westerman.
From the MSU Alumni Association.
Absolutely. Who Scott came in with all Scott's energy and said, and actually a similar story with the gratitude towards the Cancer Center, and said, you know what, why don't we pull in the ROTC and see what, you know, pull this together. And the first year of the race, we actually had one of Alex's classmates who ran because he was a cadet at Michigan State University.
Okay, so the race starts at 2 in the morning on Friday.
Can you believe that? Absolutely.
At the Sparty statue. This year we go from East Lansing to Ann Arbor because the game is mm-hmm. being played in Ann Arbor
yes.
Saturday night. So 2 in the morning Friday at Sparty. Runners alternate. There's always one runner from both universities. Is that correct? Running at the same time?
There are. We have, and this is true, they're actually running with the actual game balls. So we have, they will be running with the Michigan game ball along with the Michigan State game ball. Usually there are 4 cadets that are out running. They'll run 5-mile segments. It's almost like a relay. And we'll have 2 cadets carrying, the Michigan ball, and the Spartan will be carrying the Spartan ball. But they're also running along with our American flag across the back roads of this great state of Michigan. So it's quite a spectacular sight.
So this is a fundraiser. How is the money raised? How is it allocated to the 2 universities?
You can choose whatever school you want those funds to go to. And 100% of those funds, you just allocate where it's going to go, and it's going to go into what school you want to support.
So has Michigan State raised more than Michigan?
Yes. We need to get... Michigan State has raised. I'm proud of our Spartans. We take care of each other. Not that Ann Arbor is not, but we would really like to get them involved a little bit more.
Juliana Powell is Alex's mother, the namesake of Alex's race, Alex's great state race, which starts at 2 a.m. Friday at the Sparty statue on the MSU campus. Great pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR, I'm Scott Pohl.